If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. We do appreciate the Lord and all that He endeavors to do for us. Acts chapter 13 and verse 1. And the Bible says, "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, and that is called Niger, and Lucas of Cyrene, and Manion, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as a minister to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, 'Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.' And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed to Caesarea, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And then they were at Samalius, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of Jews, and they had also John to their ministry. And when they had gone through the isles of Pamphus, and they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a man whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Cyrus Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. And he said, 'O full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season.' And immediately fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. Stand and prepare as we prepare to stand. Amen? Stand and prepare as we prepare to stand. As we look at this today, and we can see so much in our culture that's changed. Our culture has totally flip-flopped from what it was when I was even when I was a child. Some of those that's been around longer than I have, you've seen a whole lot more changes than I have. Amen. But what I've seen in my short 53 years on this earth is almost a shock to my system. I can't calculate in my mind how it could have gone this far south this quick. Amen. But I can realize and know that I can begin to understand why. Because if we ain't very careful in our culture, we let down our guard. And things begin to infiltrate and things begin to happen, praise God. And if we ain't careful, we allow it to happen. But the Bible says a culture, amen, the same kind of culture they had during our day is the same kind of culture they had during Paul's day. The devil's always wanting to infiltrate the children of God. He's always wanting to come in. He's always wanting to have his say-so in our lives. But we don't always want to have to let him. Amen? We can take a stand in the day that we live and prepare, amen, as we prepare to stand against the wiles of the devil. We see here in the book of Acts 13 that they were some men called for a purpose. Amen? These men were there and they were taught up. They were great men. They were men of renown. But God began to call them as they ministered to the Lord. These fellows wasn't sitting on the sidelines. Praise God, they was in the game. They was doing things for the Lord, and the Lord called them. Amen. Had a specific call, and they said, the Holy Spirit of God said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And it was a calling on their life. And they said, you know, as they're standing and preparing, as they prepare to stand, praise God, the Lord began to call upon their life. And they made a commitment to the Lord. That's what we've got to do. We've discussed that many, many times here in this place. Amen. That the culture's changing, but praise God, we don't have to change with the culture. Amen. We don't have to accept what's going on. Amen. We don't have to be partakers of what's happening around us. Amen. We have I'm going to say this. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. And we need to choose the right. I mean, I won't say God's words, but amen, it's black and white. It's clear, praise God. There's no gray areas with God. Amen. Amen. And He gives us the direction that we need to go. And all we got to do is step out on faith and follow Him, and He'll take us down the right way. Amen. He'll do it every time when we just trust Him. And He gives us a present. He gives us an opportunity, praise God, to stand and stand together. Amen. He gives us a praise, blessed old sacred desk where we can take the Word of God and say, thus says the Word of God. Amen. And we can take that into ourselves, and we got to decide whether we're going to take it or we're going to reject it. Amen. That's just where we're at. It's where we live. We either accept it and we take it, or we choose to reject it. And it's your choice. Amen. But your life will depend on the choice that you make. Amen. Praise God. And whole lot of what happens in our life, in the present and the future, the past we can't do nothing about. But in the present and the future, praise God, we can. And our choices that we make now, praise God, it's hanging in the balance of what happens with the remainder of our lives. The existence that we have here till the end. Amen. I believe if a lot of our forefathers could have looked back now and seen where we're at, seen where they're at, praise God, I believe that probably made some different decisions. But I don't want to look back on my life someday and say, well, you know what? I wish I'd have made this a different decision a long time ago. I want to try to fall in line with what God's got for me right now. Amen. I want to make that commitment, amen, while I'm working for the Lord, praise God. I want to be committed to Him so He can show me what He wants me to do. So He can show me where He wants me to be. So that I can be a help to somebody along the way. Hey, I don't want to be a hindrance. If I'm going to be a hindrance, I say, God, just take me out of the way. Uh-huh. Amen. I pray all the time, amen. Every time somebody gets testified, I say, please, God, don't let me get in the way. Amen. You say, preacher, don't you want to preach? I want to preach every time I get an opportunity. But pray God, these times I say, God, please just don't let me get in the way. Don't let me be a burden. Don't let me be a hindrance. Amen. Praise God, because I love Him. I want to see Him work in the hearts and the minds of people. Amen. I want Him to help us to stand and prepare as we prepare to stand, praise God, in these last days in which we live, in the culture in which we live. Because we're in a mess. Amen. We need some help today. But we've got a God of glory, amen, that's willing to give us all the help we need. He's made us some exceeding great precious promises, amen, and He will keep His part of the bargain. Amen. He'll give us everything that we need as we're children of God, as we choose to stand. And but if we're going to choose to stand, we need to choose a biblical stand. There's a whole lot of people that you talk to today, they'll say, yeah, I'm standing for something. But if we ain't careful, we're standing for the wrong things. Amen. There's a biblical stand that we have to stand upon without compromise. Unyielding, amen, to the old culture that's trying to infiltrate us. Amen. And we have to decide to stand. The children of Israel stood. Those people stood. We see it in the Word of God. We see it in the book of Esther, Mordecai and Esther. They stood against the culture of that day. They stood against the wiles of the devil. They stood against those things that would try them, and those things would try to beat them down. Those things that would even try to destroy them. Amen. And old Mordecai told Esther, let me just show you that. Look over in Esther. If I can find it right quickly. I'll just read it to you. In Esther, chapter 4, I believe it is. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But now watch this. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Do you ever think about why I'm here right now? Do you ever think, you know, why is God allowing me to be a child of God in this particular time, this particular era? Amen. This particular dispensation of grace. Because God said, you know, in the last days, Brother Don, He said, I'm going to need some people that'll stand. Amen. He said, I'm going to need some people with a backbone like a saw log that'll stand up, praise God, and stand for what's right without compromise. Amen. And he said, you know what? He told Esther, he said, if you don't stand, praise God, somebody else will, but you're going to compromise everything that you stand for. Amen. But the people in the Old Testament, they stood for something. She said, well, she told Uncle Mordecai, she said, well, I tell you what you do. Said, you pray, I'll pray, we'll fast for 3 days, praise God. I'll go in before the king, and if I die, I die. But praise God, she said, I'm going to stand for something. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then you have Elijah. That old prophet of God, amen, he went up against King Ahab, against those prophets of Baal. Amen. Kings chapter 18, and he withstood all those 400 prophets of Baal right there in front of the king. Amen. And when they couldn't do what they said they could do, praise God, he ordered had them everyone slain. Killed them. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because he had to take a stand. He stood for God. He was preparing to stand. Amen. And he took that stand. If we're not prepared to stand, amen, you won't be able to stand if you're not prepared to stand. It's like a little child, amen. If he never gets his legs under him, gets that muscles built up, hey, praise God, he'll never be able to go. But praise God, when you prepare to stand, Lord God, when it comes time to stand, you can. In the military, the Marines, they take a soldier, they get him out there, and they tell him, they teach him not to think. They say, look, you just follow an order. Whatever you're told, whatever we tell you, you just do it. That's why they call them jarheads. Amen? They said, one fellow said one time, said, you could take one of them drill sergeants could take in a bucket of sand. He said he could throw it up on the wall and tell them to hit the beach and said, they'd hit that wall. Amen? Why? Because they're trained to stand, praise God, and they just do it, praise God, because that what they know is right to do. Amen. I know that's kind of a crude example, but that's what we've got to train now to stand, praise God, so that when it comes time, we'll know what to do. Yeah. Amen. So we can show these little ones, praise God, that they is right and they is wrong in this world. Amen. Praise God, so that they can have a chance, just like these folks in the Old Testament. But they was not only those in the Old Testament, but what about John Baptist? John Baptist locked up down there in Herod's dungeon. Amen. In Luke chapter 3, he said, hey, listen, he said, King, listen, it's not right for you to have your brother Philip's wife. Amen. So he took him, locked him up in the dungeon. Of course, you know the rest of the story. He ended up losing his head. But praise God, he stood for something. He had prepared to stand, so he was able to stand all the way to the end. You say, well, preacher, it cost him his head. Sure it did. But he lost his head while he was standing for what was right. Amen. Standing up for what's right. And then you have old Paul, when he was down there at Caesarea. He was down there and he was witnessing to Felix and to Festus and to King Agrippa, praise God. Acts 24, 25, 26, praise God. Never quit, never, even when he was locked up, never quit witness, never quit standing for the Lord. Amen. Stayed on the firing line for God. Why? You say, well, preacher, how did he do that through all this adversity, praise God, that he was dealing with? Because he had prepared to stand. And when we prepare to stand, praise God, we can stand. Bless the Lord. But we don't only see him there, we see him here. We see him as they take a stand. The Bible says that when they were at Salamis, in verse 5, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews, and they had also John to their ministry. And so when they had gone through the Isle of Pamphus, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus. So they got down there, praise God, and they went there to stand. They went there, praise God, they had prepared to stand, and they went there to take a stand. Amen? And when they got down there, praise God, they found this false prophet. Somebody that wasn't telling the truth. Amen? They was a teaching and instructing a lie. That's what they do. That's what these folks do. They teach a lie. But the only way to stand against that, praise God, is to be separate from the lie. We have to separate ourselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 said to be a separate people. We got to be a people that separate ourselves from those folks and separate ourselves to the truth. Amen. Get us to a place where we can stand in the presence of a holy God with our head held high. Amen. Not be cowarding down, praise God, to the world and the things that's in it. Praise the Lord. We can hold our head high and say, I'm a child of the King. Amen. So I believe in the truth of the Word of God. Amen. It's embedded in my heart. Amen. I'm not going to compromise with the world. Amen. But we see these, we see them here as they go up there. They've separated themselves. They've committed themselves to the Lord. And they go up here to take a stand. Amen. Now we got to remember that the reason he said, because we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Amen. And this old go along to get along is just wrong. Amen. Did you hear me? This go along to get along, it's just wrong. We can't do that. We have to take a stand for what's right. Because if not, we have our rights taken away. And I'm afraid they're slipping away every day. And you know, you say, well, preacher, I don't want to give it. Yeah, well, what we're doing, we're just handing them over. Amen. But we have to take a stand, praise God. We have to stand and prepare as we prepare to stand. And we have to do it with the help of the Lord. What are you saying? I'm saying we can't be intimidated by what comes down the pike. Well, I'm afraid if we ain't very careful, we get intimidated by what we see, by what people say, by what people say. All this political correctness that's coming along. Amen? And it's saying, well, you know, you've got to do this and you've got to do that. I said, no, I don't have to do nothing but die and pay taxes. Amen? That's about it. But praise God, when we take a stand, Lord God, we can stand prepared for those things, praise the Lord. When we decide not to be intimidated. We see here that this prophet said, this false prophet stood up. He said, which was with the devil, the deputy of the country of Cyrus, Paulus, verse 7, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Now I want you to just look at this. We had a man, he was an elected official. And he was calling for Paul. He wanted to hear the word of God. I believe in the day and hour we live in, Brother Andrew, there's a whole lot of folks that like to hear the word of God. A whole lot of folks that like to hear the truth. So, because the truth sets you free. It gives you liberty, praise God, to praise God and to feel right in your heart. Amen. To have the joy, praise God, that brings happiness. Amen. Glory to God. We need that today. We need that precious word of God to infiltrate our the very depths of our and fiber of our being. That it bring us out, praise God, and prepare us to stand as we stand to prepare. Praise the Lord. But we see this taking place. But it says, Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Amen. There's a whole world out there that don't want you to get in. They don't want your family to get in. That don't want the world to be saved. Amen. They want the whole world to believe a lie and be damned. Amen. But if we stand and prepare, praise God, we can be prepared to stand when the time comes. And I want to say the time is nigh at the door. Amen. To stand. Amen. We've compromised too long. This go along to get along, praise God. It's wrong. And we've got to take a stand in the day and hour we live. We've got to stand and prepare. We have to take a Christian stand. Amen. I want to say this. If we take a Christian stand, praise God, it's an American stand. This country was founded upon truth, praise God. The gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And praise God, if you don't believe that, hey, you ought to go back and look at our founding fathers. Amen. They set this thing up, praise God, for God's glory. Amen. Amen. So we couldn't be infiltrated by the influence of the devil. They had prepared to stand. Praise God. Let me just read to you. I wrote some of these down. In 1781, Thomas Jefferson said this, God who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these are the gift of God? Amen. Some people say, well, our founding fathers, our documents weren't founded upon the Word of God. According to Thomas Jefferson, they was. He said, we can't have any kind of conviction, amen, any kind of a nation without some godly convictions. Amen. In 1787, Benjamin Franklin at the Constitutional Convention said this, I therefore beg leave to move. Now, Benjamin Franklin wasn't even a professed Christian, but he knew they was a higher power than man. He said, I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayer imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service. Amen. Sounds to me like they was finding a place to stand, praise God, as they prepared to stand. Amen. As they prepared to take a stand. Praise the Lord. Amen. President Madison said this. Said, we have staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all our political institutions upon the capacity of mankind for self-government, upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves, to control ourselves, to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about standing and preparing to stand, praise God, on something that's worth standing for. Praise the Lord. George Washington said this. He said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep for the slaughter. Amen. He said, if these things be taken away, our liberties, our freedom, praise God, if they're taken away, so where does a Christian stand? Amen. He stands in the same place, praise God, at our leaders stand in the presence of a holy God. Amen. We stand in everything that we do, praise God, whether it be a Christian or somebody, they got to stand, amen. They got to stand in line with God. And if what we do don't line up with God, amen, then they're lining up wrong. You say, well, preacher, there's so many of these people that go in and they say this, and but then they get in and they do this. But you know why they do that? Because we don't hold their feet to the fire. I was talking to somebody, I think it was yesterday, about this, amen. When we put them in the office, they work for us, and we got to hold their feet to the fire. Amen. We got to stand, praise God. And we got to prepare to stand. And when we do that, praise the Lord, we stand with expectations that's higher than our own. Amen. Praise God, we go to a different place and we hold these folks to a different place, to a different level. Amen. And if they don't line up with what God says, then we gotta start over. Amen. Amen. I praise God, because those folks that's speaking for us, amen, they've got to stand with biblical principles. They've got to stand for our Constitution. They've got to stand for our First, Second Amendment, the rights that we have that God has given us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, we got to have them. We got to have folks that's pro-life. Amen. These folks that's going around saying it's okay to kill these little old babies. Amen. That's ungodliest thing they ever was. God Almighty, amen. He put that little old babe in the womb. Amen. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's not something to be chunked away. That little baby in the womb, praise God. That little old thing, it's not a fetus. It's not an embryo. It's a human being. Amen. In Luke, he said that when John the Baptist left in his mother Elizabeth's womb, he said, the babe at least, little person. Amen. We got to stand up, praise God, for these babies that's in the womb. We got to stand up, praise God. We got to prepare to stand, amen, for what's right in America once again. We got to take a stand and say, you know what? We're not going to stand for this no more. Amen. Millions and millions of little babies being killed. Why? Because we haven't took a stand. Amen. We haven't stood up for what's right. God says, He said, thou shalt not kill. But yet they say, well, it's okay to, and it blows my mind. They say, well, that woman's rights. I mean, she ought to have thought about that before she conceived. Amen. She had a right not to conceive, but once she conceived, that baby belongs to God. That baby is alive. Amen. And praise God, we got to stand to protect our little babies. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because it's right. God set this thing up, praise God, and God is not wrong. Amen. Praise the Lord. God instituted sacred institution of marriage. He said marriage is between a man and a woman. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, he said a man leave his father and mother, and the two become one. Amen. He said they'd be joined together in holy matrimony. He said this is God's design. This is the way God set it up. Amen. And we have to take a stand. We have to say, you know what? If this is the way God says it's supposed to be, then praise God, that's the way it has to be. There's no room for compromise. We have to stand and prepare to take a stand. Amen. Praise the Lord. So marriage is between a man and a woman, praise God. He said there's some economical responsibility. We have to have a strong economy. We have to keep America secure. Amen. But why? Because so that we can be a blessing to others. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, he said, I'll bless a nation that'll bless that little nation of Israel. Amen. A nation that'll stand up with God's chosen ones. Praise God, he said, God said, I'll bless them that bless Israel. We have to take a stand. We have to be prepared. We have to be economically sound, praise God, so we can help those that need our help. Yeah. Amen. We have to stand up and defend ourselves, praise God. We have to stand up and have a strong economy, amen, for the glory of God. You say, well, preacher, how we do it? Because God's great big hand, praise God. It's a He holds it all. Amen. He is a God of the mountains, a God of the hills, praise God. The cattle on the hill, He owns it all. And when we stand and trust in Him, praise God, we have all the resources that we need. Amen. Right there, His fingertips to give us that, praise God, to keep us strong. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when we have religious liberty, religious freedom, in Psalm chapter 11, 3, he said, if the foundations be destroyed, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What option do we have? What choice do we have if the foundations of our Christianity be destroyed? You say, how can it be restored? Because we don't take a stand. Because we don't stand for what's right. The devil just reach in and he snatches it out from under us. Amen. That's what he does. He just comes in and he takes it right out from under us. Amen. So we don't have nowhere to stand. But I want to say there's a sure footing in the Word of God. There's a foundation that's sure, praise God, that we can build upon for God's glory. Amen. When we prepare to stand, stand and prepare to as we prepare to stand. Amen. We prepare through the Word of God. He gives us that we need. He shows us exactly where we need to be, and He'll help us to get there. Amen. And He's helped us to succeed, praise God, through all these years. Amen. He gave us a First Amendment to protect our speech, to protect our freedom of religion. Amen. He gave us a Second Amendment to allow us to protect our First Amendment. Amen. Amen. God give us those things. These are gifts from God. And we have to stand upon those. There's some folks up there that say, well, what we have is just an old archaic document that needs to be revised. I want to say the same thing. Same people say the same thing about your King James Bible. The same people will tell you that your King James Bible is no good. Amen. It's just an old hard, bitter thing that you need to get rid of. I want to say, praise God, I want to say it's absolute truth, absolutely. In Romans chapter 3, verse 4, he said, let God be true and every man a liar. He said, anything that don't line up with what God said, he said, it's wrong. But he said, everything that God says, he said, is right. Amen. So we can stand and prepare, praise God, as we prepare to stand, amen, so we can have some strength in the day and hour we live. So that we can make choices, amen, that's pleasing to a holy God. Our first amendment gives us a voice. Our second amendment gives us the power to enforce that voice. Amen. And they would like to take away both of them. But I want to say, as long as there's a God, and as long as there's people that stand for what's right, praise God, we can stand upon truth, and we can prepare to stand as we stand to prepare. Praise God. And God will bless us. He'll help us. Amen. He'll encourage you. And He'll point us in the right direction. And praise God, all we got to do is just follow Him. Amen. Just like all of our founding fathers have all through the years, because culture would say, well, you need to just move over this way. But you know what culture would like to do? Culture just like to get us out of the way. So somebody said the other day that the Catholics and the evangelicals were the problem. We were the ones holding this thing back. If you could get them to revise and get them out of the way, everything would be better. Well, hey, just tell them to hold their breath. It ain't going to be long. Amen. And we're going to go out. We're going to be plumb out of the way, praise God, and they can just have it all. But until then, praise God, I'm going to stand. I'm going to proclaim the truth. I'm going to stand for what's right. I'm going to stand, praise God, firmly upon the foundation of the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. Till He takes me out of here, I'm just going to rejoice in what I know about Him. The victory I have in the Lord Jesus Christ, according to His Word, I've got a blessed promise.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm not going to let go of my promise. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to hang on to it for dear life. Amen. I guess I'm just going to cling to my Bible and my guns. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to hang on to them and praise God for dear life. Because that's where my liberty is. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that just ain't right. Why, Jesus asked Peter, He said, have you got a sword? He said, things looking rough out here, so you might need a little bit of protection. He said, yeah, brother. He said, yes, Lord, got a sword. He said, that's enough. Amen. Praise God. He said, you got the Word of God with you. Amen, you got to defend. Praise God. He said, let's go. He said, there's nothing to stop you now. Amen. They'd like to stop us. They'd like to keep us from taking a stand, but praise God. I say, just having done, I'll stand. Stand for what's right. Amen. And if these people don't stand right, in 15 days, we've got to make a great big decision. And we better decide on a person, praise God, that's going to stand on the side of godliness. Amen. That one that'll stand on the side of godliness. You say, well preacher, I I'm worried about my pocketbook. You better forget your pocketbook. You better get your eyes on God. Amen. Because that's where we got to stand. We got to stand on what's right. We got to stand on truth, praise God. Amen. We got to stand and prepare so we can be prepared to stand in these last days which we live. Because every one of these little old youngins, praise God, their life is dependent on it. Amen. Do you hear me? Their life, these little ones, little Madison, Lexus, and Ian, and these other little old fellers, Luke, praise God, their life is dependent on the choices that we make. And our choices had better be Godward choices. Amen. And we better make those choices. We better hold feet to the fire. Say, this is what you said, and we're holding you to it. Amen. And we're holding you to it. We're not going to compromise because you said it and we're holding you to it. Amen. See, what happens is so many times we got elected officials that go into office and they say one thing and they do another. Huh? But what we got to do is hold our feet to the fire. Said, you're pro-life. Said, we want to see you act pro-life. Said, we want to see you protect those little old babies. Amen. We want to see you protect the freedoms and of religion. We want to see you protecting by loving and protecting the church. Amen. We want to see you protecting our rights, praise God, to protect ourselves, to defend our families, our homes, these little children. Amen. We want to see you stand up for what's right. Praise God. We gotta prepare to stand, praise the Lord. We gotta take a stand and prepare to stand. Because we're living in a time like we've never lived in before. But we have an opportunity to make a difference, praise God, in our lives and those lives in the future. The future, the key to the future is in our hands. Amen? It's in our hands. And what you say, well, preacher, how do we know? Everything we do, we line up with the Word of God. What God says. Amen? And we have to make our choices by what God says is right. And when we do that, God could be well pleased with us. Amen. He can. You say, well, preacher, I just don't agree with a lot of things. Well, we don't have to agree with all things, praise God, but we have to agree with God. Amen. We have to agree with God in godliness, and we have to line up with what He says. And we have to start trying to bring other folks along and help them see that there, as Brother Andrew said, there is a God, and He's real. Amen. He's a real God. He's ever-present help. Amen. He's there to guide us and lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. So that we can just keep pressing on, pray God, praising the Lord all the way to the end of the way. Amen. As we stand and prepare, amen, so we'll be prepared to stand in the last days which we live. The wiles of the devils is coming upon us. Amen. The devil's pounding on America. He's pounding on families. He's pounding on homes. He's pounding on our people. The devil's trying to destroy, but praise God, when we decide to stand, it takes everything out of his hands and puts them in the hands of a thrice holy God. Amen. When we commit ourselves to Him. Say, you know what? We've decided to just go with God. Amen. I wonder what happened if all the Christian folks, if professed Christians in America said, you know what? We're tired of this foolishness and we're going to go with God. We're going to choose God. Amen. And we're going to choose God right now. I wonder what happened in America. Oh man, the devil wouldn't like it. But praise God, I guarantee you'd ring the bells of heaven. God would get joy out of it. And guess who would probably end up winning? Guess who would win in the end? Amen. Those that choose God. Amen. Because the Bible's done told us that we're winners, that we have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're winners, youngins. Praise God. We just need to take a stand on what we know, stand upon the truth and say, glory to God. I'm a winner either way. Amen. For the glory of God. Stand with us.